981 to an M. You're listening to Hunter Valley Life today with Drew, all thanks to the Muswellbrook Workers Club. Well, it's been a great start to the NRL season for the Newcastle Knights with two wins from two games. Next week, Knights members will vote on the proposed Nathan Tinkler takeover of the club. And 2NM breakfast host and mad rugby league fan Max caught up with Newcastle Knights coach Rick Stone and asked him how he felt about the offer that has been tabled.
Yeah, I feel pretty strongly about it. Obviously, our board and our chairman have supported it and endorsed the bid. And after talking to all parties, I like to think it's a way to go for our members.
And how do you think the members will react at the meeting next week?
Well, I think they should ask a lot of questions. There's no doubt that there is some air of uncertainty around the whole bid. And obviously, any time there's change, particularly in a corporation, there's a little bit of uncertainty. But they need to ask questions and satisfy themselves that the club's going to be in good hands.
There was some confusion when the offer was initially made with the details of the offer and the financial arrangements. Do you think that's been cleared up to a certain extent?
Well, definitely. You know, I'm pretty sure they're pretty clear on what the deal is now. And the intricacy of the deal obviously is quite complex. And making sure from a Knights point of view that it's got the sort of backup and support that it needs. For members to vote on it with some clarity and some confidence, it needed to have that. And at this point in time, the deal has that. And I think it's an excellent one.
It's hard to speak on behalf of other people, but how does the playing group feel as a whole about the takeover?
Look, I think they're excited. I think they're excited about someone like Nathan Tingler's group is interested in buying the Knights, first and foremost, because, let's face it, it's as good a deal as anywhere in the NRL at this present time. And I'm sure the players hopefully can see some positives out of it. You know, we're a massive community club, and I know the Tinkler group wants to keep it that way. And, you know, I think we'll run parallel there.
Part of the plan, the Tinkler plan, is to build up other sports in the area. Is there a concern that rugby league might suffer at the hands of other sports when more development takes place?
Look, I think rugby league is a strong sport in the area, a very strong sport, and it's probably the strongest supported sport. And the Knights are an integral part of the community here. I don't think that's going to change regardless of what other sports come in. And we're quite comfortable in our own space here and as the number one sport in town.
How do the Knights go in their relationship with other sporting groups like the Newcastle Jets up there at the stadium?
Yeah, I think it's okay. You know, I've spoken to Branko Colina a number of times and the Jets people, and I feel that, you know, they're both really important to the community. You know, there's 20,000 kids who play soccer and nearly 10,000 kids who play rugby league in the area. And both of those, all those kids, you know, need a national team to support, and they're lucky enough to have that in the Newcastle region.
And what sort of numbers do you think are going to turn up for the meeting next week?
Yeah, it's hard to say. I think there's 3,000 eligible voting members, and I'd suggest the majority of them will turn up. It's probably the most important vote outside the New South Wales Rugby League, except in the Newcastle Knights way back in the late 80s. So, you know, I'd expect a full voting consortium to come out, and obviously they'll be interested to have a listen to what's got to say.
Yeah, it's definitely exciting change of direction for the Knights club, and I think it'll probably be a good thing. Getting back to the rugby league on the field, this week you've got the Mighty Seagulls down at Brookvale, at the Fortress Brookvale. It's going to be an emotional game for Brett Stewart. How do you think your players are going to handle it?
Yeah, look, I know Manly are going to be up for it. I thought they played particularly well and really tough last week against the Roosters at the footy stadium. They're back at Brookvale for the first time this year at their favourite time slot of Sunday afternoon, and we've all seen Sunday afternoon at Brookvale and many a decent team go down. But look, the boys have showed some good stuff in the first couple of weeks, stealing themselves for another decent performance, and if we can continue to do some of the stuff we have done in the first couple of weeks, we're going to give ourselves a chance.
Rick Stone, coach of the Newcastle Knights, thanks very much for your time today.
No problem. Thanks, Charles.
Newcastle Knights coach Rick Stone chatting with Max from 2NM Breakfast. The Knights travel to Brookvale Oval on Sunday to take on Manly, and Knights members will vote on Nathan Tinkler's offer next Thursday. You're listening to Hunter Valley Life on 981 2NM.